This is the latest from your newsfeed. It's Thursday, the 20th of March. Millions in compensation will be paid to the Indigenous owners of a disused bowling club due to the Western Harbour Tunnel being built underneath it, while thousands of neighbouring property owners won't receive a cent. The quirk in the law impacting the former Waverton Bowling Club site, which was handed to the Metropolitan Local Aboriginal Land Council in 2022 following a successful land claim, has raised accusations of unfairness, with the Land Council boss stating the title claim reaches to the centre of the earth. A court has heard that a man accused of repeatedly raping his daughter while she was a preteen is the son of a veteran Sydney police officer. The man, who cannot be named for legal reasons, was arrested in November last year and charged with 25 rape and sexual touching offences after child abuse squad detectives conducted an extensive 3-hour interview with his now 13-year-old daughter. We'll be back after this.
News doesn't have to be boring.
The Brits have given Prince Harry a new nickname after yet another tell-all interview.
Oh God, is it the Ginger Whinger?
Let the team at news.com.au get you up to speed each day with their podcast from the newsroom.
A couple were busted joining the Mile High Club.
Well, I guess they can't fly Virgin anymore.
Politics, sport, red carpets, royals. Get all the goss in just a few minutes. Follow From the Newsroom wherever you get your podcast from.
Iconic Australian vacuuming company Godfrey's will be closed for good after no viable offers to buy the struggling business were made. The retailer, established in 1931 in Australia, appointed voluntary administrator earlier this year, citing cost of living pressures and inflation. Its closure means 141 stores will be shuttered and leave 600 employees without a job. And pandas are set to remain a star attraction at Adelaide Zoo after a breakthrough during top-level talks between Foreign Affairs Minister Penny Wong and her Chinese counterpart Wang Yi. Speaking after a meeting in Canberra on Wednesday morning, Senator Wong said the two nations were on a good path there to continue panda presence. Senator Wong said there were obviously further arrangements to be finalised.
I'm Andrew Rule, the host of the podcast A Life in Crimes. Here are some of the things that we've been talking about the last few weeks. The brutal truth is that when you start looking at it, they always kill or injure a lot more than each other.
The professional hitman used to be a professional hitman.
Evil strikes in all forms, but particularly as stupidity. Life in Crimes is available wherever you get your podcasts.
We'll have an update to your newsfeed tomorrow.
Are you ready to get an inside look at crime from someone who has investigated some of Australia's worst crimes?
It was like Aladdin's cave. The luminole found bloodied footprints and bloodied handprints on a wall. So it's just like a horror movie.
Former homicide detective Gary Jubelin sits down with cops, crims, addicts, victims, small-time cheats, and big-town lawyers as they tell their incredible stories.
My house got raided. Next thing you know, I got bail refused. Next thing you know, I'm on a truck to Parklea Prison.
Listen to I Catch Killers early and ad-free on Crimex Plus on Apple Podcasts today or wherever you get your podcasts.